Planned Parenthood is at the center of a legal battle between the state of Texas and the federal government. Earlier this month, the Texas legislature cut off all Medicaid money to Planned Parenthood because of its involvement in abortions. In response, the federal government has suspended funding for a reproductive health program in Texas, and now Texas is suing the Obama administration. Here is more from NPR's John Burnett.
Odessa is a gritty oil patch city of 100,000 on the flatlands of West Texas, famous for Permian High School Mojo football. According to state records, in 2010, 71% of all the women in the county who went to a clinic under the Women's Health Program came here to Planned Parenthood off Grant Street in Odessa. These are low-income women seeking birth control, screenings for breast and cervical cancer, or STD testing. Women like 24-year-old uninsured graduate student Renee Resendez.
We're at the Planned Parenthood in Odessa, which has been shut down due to budget cuts. Closing this one means about 4,000 women have to go to the Midland Center if they need to get their checkups or birth control or anything like that.
The Midland Planned Parenthood is about a half-hour drive from Odessa. Publicly funded women's health in Texas has been hit with a double whammy. First, facing a budget shortfall, the legislature slashed two-thirds of the money for all family planning in the state. That's why the Odessa clinic closed 2 weeks ago. Second, conservative lawmakers want to run Planned Parenthood out of the state. Last session, the Texas legislature barred any clinic with any affiliation to an abortion provider from receiving Medicaid money. Planned Parenthood's health clinics are legally separate from its abortion clinics, though they may be under the same roof. What that means is the Planned Parenthood clinic in Midland will soon have to start charging Renee Resendez for health services that used to be free.
I'd have to call around and check prices, which I didn't have to do before when I had the women's health plan. And from the pricing I've looked at, it's about $125 to $200 for a basic annual visit, plus birth control, which the one I use is $80. So I don't know where that would come from.
But Resendez and the 100,000 other women who use Planned Parenthood in Texas will not be left out in the cold, Governor Rick Perry told Fox News.
We're not going to let the program die. We're going to find the money somewhere.
Washington paid for 90% of the women's health program. Now the governor has vowed to find $30 million in state funds to make up the cutoff federal dollars. Anti-abortion activists like Mike Bunchbach of Pro-Life Midland claim that Planned Parenthood is replaceable.
If Planned Parenthood in Midland shuts its door, hallelujah. We've been working for that for a long time. They've been here for 20 years. There are places for people to go other than Planned Parenthood for non-abortion services.
A well-placed state government source said coming up with the money won't be so hard. The challenge is coming up with new providers. The Texas Health and Human Services Commission boasts that there are more than 2,500 OBGYNs and clinics in the state who are eligible to fill the gap left by Planned Parenthood. One of the biggest providers in Odessa after Planned Parenthood is the Texas Tech Health Science Center.
University Women's Health Center, this is Celeste. Si soy Celeste, ¿en qué le puedo ayudar?
Dr. Moss Hampton is chairman of obstetrics and gynecology.
I mean, let's face it. If it was a lucrative program, you can bet your boots that the private sector would have already signed up. They would be graciously accepting those patients into their practice.
What I'm hearing you saying is that Planned Parenthood clinics in Texas accepted patients that other doctors didn't want to accept.
Right. I would agree with that.
Medicaid reimburses at about half the rate that private insurance does. A spokesperson for the State Health Commission says it's redoubling its outreach efforts to get new doctors to see these low-income women. And here's why it matters. Texas has among the highest rates of uninsured women, unwanted pregnancies, and cervical cancer in the nation. Women's health advocates say that any disruption in the deliverance of reproductive services in this state could be disastrous. John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.